the bowling community is very close-knit. You know, I'm very good friends with bowlers from across the country.
Sure.
And knowing those people and knowing how tight-knit of a community we are, we all kind of stand up for each other. We were all joking around about it while we were up there, but, you know, we wish it could go back to normal where we were fighting each other for bowlers and fighting each other for birthday parties. Like, that would be welcome to us now. Just some stats for you, Greg. 300 bowling centers in Michigan, 300-plus bowling centers in Michigan. We employ over 10,000 people and their families.
Mm-hmm.
At right now, early estimates, if we don't get open by the Labor Day holiday and get leagues on the floor like we're supposed to, there's a chance that up to 50% of the centers in Michigan could go away. And that's a startling number.
Wow.
But it's reality.
That
is. And we just want them to know that because, Greg, we can do it safely. We've been doing things safely for years. How many years have you been walking into a bowling center? They spray the shoes when you're done with them. We always disinfect that. We're always disinfecting tables.
Mm-hmm.
We clean the bowling balls. We now have sanitizer all over the bowling center at Jack 60. You know, we've already had things in place that were part of helping what they call mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And we can continue to do those and add in some other things and go above and beyond to make it safe for our customers and our staff.